Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Pat Dobson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Baker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan moves to third. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Dempsey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a pop-up towards the mound. Dobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Dempsey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 1, Orioles, 1. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Clark steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Blomberg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 2, Orioles, 2. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Clark reaches second base with a double. Stanley goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Yankees. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 4-2, Yankees. Grant Jackson now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. White moves to second. Jim Rayhart pinch hits for Ron Blomberg. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coggins. Hart reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. White scores. Mercer goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hart moves to third. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dempsey strikes out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Clark steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor fields the ball and throws to Jackson covering. Safe. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Wayne Garland now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 7-3, Yankees. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Frank Baker. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-3 in the game. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dempsey bunts towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dempsey for the out. Velez moves to second. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Williams for a passed ball. Velez moves to third. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Swoboda now playing right field. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda, who is chasing the ball. Coggins reaches third base with a triple. Bumbry goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4 Yankees. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins scores. It's 7-5, Yankees. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grich hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mercer. Grich reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fuller pinch hits for Al Bumbry. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Motten pinch hits for Rich Coggins. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.